try it. If they tell me, I could go into the mountains of Tennessee and the backwoods mountains, and they say actually there's people back there, although they talk the English language in their style, they say it'd be hard for one of us to understand that.
Yeah.
They tell me that.
They've just gone their own way.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they might think we're funny, too.
That's what I say, they would. They think we was all.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
If you had these two people here, well, I don't know, this is for, did you ever say you all?
A lot of people do, I don't. Uh-huh. I never did. Uh-huh. But I've heard it all my life. You all, you
yeah.
all.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to a dance, well, if there's been a dance and you haven't been able to go, and you want to know the names, well, you want to know the people who were there, what would you ask somebody?
Well, it would be the same if you went to church, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, naturally, I'd usually just come out and play an ass and ask them the names. I'd just say, who were there? Or name them. Tell me who was there.
Uh-huh. And if you want to find out the things they did?
I'd ask them to just enumerate the things, you know. Uh-huh. If it was a preacher, I'd ask him for the text that he used. Mm-hmm. And incidentally, speaking about these dances, I never went to one. I never was allowed to.
Oh.
No, no.
Well, I went to some, but I didn't dance very well.
I never was allowed to go to one. My mother, now my dad didn't, he didn't have any religious scruples at all, but my mother thought that a dance was for the devil and his crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And she always said, now, as long as you're under my roof, you're not going to go to a dance. I won't have it. And neither would she let us bring a deck of cards into the house.
Mm-hmm.
Just these ordinary old bridge cards and play them. Of course, there was no bridge in it. It was always just whatever, pitch and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And she thought there was evil in those things. And by golly, you bring a deck of cards in there, and the next thing you knew, there isn't a fire. She'd burn them up.
Hmm.
Never was allowed to bring them. And to go to a dance, that would plumb out. And then when I grew up, by the time I grew up, I married, wife and I, and she was raised just as strict as I was on dancing. Never was allowed to go to a dance in her life. I never went to one. Wasn't allowed. Then after we started our own family, we just used the same method. We just mm-hmm. wouldn't go to dance. We allowed our kids to.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't as strict as they were on us, but we didn't care to go then.
Yeah, I guess not. Nowadays you just about have to.
Yeah,
they
you
don't
know.
Go anywhere.
Well, they have them in schools and
sure.
in churches, everything now.
Uh-huh.
But then they didn't, you know.
I remember my grandmother lived in a little town in northern Michigan, a little logging town.
Mm.
Well, of course, my mother and my father lived there too.
Mm.
But the Episcopalian sent over a missionary.
Mm-hmm.
They thought this was a funny thing to begin with, a missionary.
Mm-hmm.
They had 3 or 4 churches,
yeah.
Methodist and Baptist,
yeah.
a couple others. But they were very much surprised to find out that he played cards.
Oh, yeah.
But he'd get down there in the parlor and sit there and play solitaire.
Yeah.
They just couldn't figure that out.
Ain't a bit of harm in the world, ain't it?
No, he had a good time.
But it's hard to make them these old folks believe that.
Sure.
My folk wouldn't allow it.
What kind of bread did your mother make?
What kind of what?
What do you call, just bread.
Oh, bread?
Yeah, common bread. Any special term?
My mother would make, that she did make the corn bread.
Mm-hmm.
What technical name did they have for that? They had a name, some old Texas name came up there. To me, it was always just cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
And they called it poor dew.
Poor dew.
Poor dew. In other words, the poor folks in Texas had to eat the common old bread, while others got light bread and biscuit and things. The folks that was down without money, they